This episode of Says Who is brought to you by you. That's right, you, through your support of our Patreon at patreon.com/says who. Our Patreon, where pretty much every Sunday you get this all over again, except it's looser and it's only a half an hour, and sometimes you get some real gems, like the invention this week of our new spy thriller, Codename Meatball.
You get to hear the origin story.
Sure do.
Meatball.
You sure do. Anyway, that's at patreon.com/says who. You get that if you give it the $5 or $10 a month level. And that $10 a month level gets you a sticker in the mail every month that you pay that, because you become a member of the Says Who Sticker Club. And you know what? The people that paid this month already, you know what sticker you're getting in the mail soon.
Codename Meatball.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Some of you might listen and go, oh, I want that. Well, guess what? You needed to sign up before. That's the thing.
Wow.
The only way to win it is to be in it.
I mean, truly, it is an exclusive collector's club.
It is. It is. All of that is yours at patreon.com/says who.
Ah, Dan.
Oh, man, that sounded nice.
Having a little sip of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Got books to write, Dan, but books have already been written.
Okay, that's like a paradox.
I know. I'm starting to, I can't announce yet, but I'm starting to get tour information through, and I'm going to a lot of very cool and interesting places.
Is any of them called the Greater Chicago Area?
Watch me now, Dan.
Well, look at her. She's indicating something with her head.
And it's pretty positive.
Appears to perhaps be positive.
One place, at least one place I've never been before is on there that I'm really excited about. So, and UK dates as well. So it's it's all happening.
It is all happening.
It's waiting for, you know, Death at Morning House. She's in the oven. She's a cooking. She's like a nice pizza pie. She's a being apprenticed. Codename Meatball.
And if you would like to get Maureen's books on the internet for purchase, you can always go to kickbezosintheballs.org. That is our own little bookshelf. And I just checked, and there it is no longer artless, that Death by in Morning House, whatever it's called. Morning. Whatever your book's called.
Whatever the fuck Death that's book called.
Morning Thing.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Death Book Morning Thing.
That's right. You can pre-order that even there by clicking on... It is such a good-looking cover. Compliments to the chef on that one.
I can't... You know, I feel really good praising it. It's not like I did it. The artist did it. We gave lots of notes. It was went through many iterations, and I was like, can we maybe think about this or that? And they made this thing that I think
it's real good.
It's got clues in it. There are literally clues in that cover. It's great.
Nice. There's glue in the cover.
No, damn clues.
Okay. Well, anyway, kickbezosintheballs.org. And while you're on the internet, you should mosey on over to merch.sayswhopodcast.com. That's our own little merchandise store where we sell things. And I also sell things at shop.dansinker.com. That is where you can buy 3 patches that I made. And you know what? I'm going to go one further, since you're there on the internet entering things in. Listen up, folks. For the last 10 months, I have been involved in writing a very elaborate online immersive nuevo novel storytelling thing called ?Ohio. We are in the last 2 months. We are in the shoot now. It's all coming together. You can get caught up. Just go to ?Ohio.com, where we have synopses of every week that has happened so far, complete with links. And let me tell you, some of my favorite things that I've ever made on the internet are still to come.
They are, I mean, having seen this being developed throughout, when you give when Dan's on a thing, Dan's on a thing.
I'm like a fucking dog with the scent.
It's just some people, they're like, I'm going to do that thing. But not Dan Singer. When Dan Singer's on it, the thing is getting done.
Indeed. So take part, join in, ?Ohio.com.
Hello, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order, please?
Yeah, I'm going to go for one of the fried calamari with...
We don't have that here.
Spicy fries, I think.
We don't have spicy fries. They have pretty good spicy fries over at the Popeye's Chicken, which is like three blocks away. But we just have regular fries. They're quite salty.
Right. Well, I'll just take them spicy. And the calamari is... I'll take anything that's sort of spiral, circular.
We don't have any calamari. We have no... squids of any kind.
Do you have anything that's circular that you could fry? Anything
yes.
circular. What?
We have hamburgers. We're well known for our hamburgers, and those are all circular. So, yes, we've met your criteria.
Oh, great. So just pop that in the fryer and make it look like calamari. Okay. And
we don't deep fry hamburgers, but we do pan fry them. So even then, we've met with your criteria. This is very exciting. I will prepare one hamburger and an order of French fries for you. Please drive through.
I knew you'd come through, kid. You know why?
Why?
We're in a bit of and this is something you would know about, pickle.
We do have pickles. Is that you would also like a pickle on your hamburger?
No, I've got too many pickles. I'm in a pickle. Okay. I'm just going to ask this, and I think I know the answer.
I thought you were in a car.
That was a good one, kid.
Thanks.
Wow.
I've been working on my jokes.
You are killing it today, kid. This is why I come here, because you're the only one that has their act together.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Please drive through.
Kid, do you know where I get my hands on $454 million?
Probably at a bank. That would be the first.
Start.
If I needed money, that would be the first place I would try.
Right.
I wouldn't try driving through a fast food establishment. I would instead go to a bank.
Right.
Handily for you, there are a number of banks
right.
along this road, all of which actually have a drive-thru. So.
Right. We have tried banks,
okay.
and they said no. They said no to
okay.
that.
Did
so.
You not have the money in the bank?
Yeah, that turns out to be a big part of it.
Yeah, that's just the key to getting money out of a bank is to have the money in a bank to begin with. I learned that in my civics class.
Kid, you're the one that you got the facts at hand. I'm going to pull around, you just hop in the car, and together we can figure this one out.
I don't think that's going to be a thing. I'm still on my shift.
Kid, I can work around that. I'll come inside, and I'll sit at the counter, and we can talk this through. We just have to find... $454 million, and then everything will be fine. Everything will be fine after that. Everything will be
That's
fine
a lot
after
of money.
I'm going to come in now.
Please
I'm
don't.
Coming. I'm coming in. I'm going to sit at the counter, and
you
and me are going to figure this one out.
That's okay. Please drive through.
I'm coming through this window.
No.
That! Welcome. This Says Who, the podcast that isn't a podcast.
It is a coping strategy. I am Dan Sinker.
I'm Maureen Johnson. I paused with coffee.
I have a little afternoon coffee, living on the wild side.
This is the leftovers from this morning's that I didn't drink. Oh, I love it.
Living on the gross wild side.
I like a tepid coffee. I'm fine with it.
Oh, boy. What in
it's
the
good.
World?
Do you drink
Maureen
iced
Johnson.
Coffee?
Yes.
It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It is exactly the same thing.
Tepid coffee.
Coolish. It's coolish
by
coffee.
By its name is not iced coffee.
Tepid. But I feel
Plus,
strong
proper
picking it up.
Iced coffee is prepared differently than a normal coffee.
Dan, can I tell you something?
Oh, always, Maureen.
Feeling good because I've made a commitment to 2024 being awesome.
Okay, well, that's good.
And I decided to commit the whole resources and time and everything. I have a Pilates trainer now.
Wow.
I go once a week to her.
Nice.
To learn.
Learn the ways of the Pilat.
because it's really good for rehabbing and like really toning and building strength.
Yeah.
And stretching. And I know I was trying to do a home practice for a lot of fitness.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I actually think I need to just put in I need to show up to somebody and get taught.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it has already made a huge difference.
Really?
I'm already walking different.
Wow.
Like it genuinely kind of reinforces, you know,
your
abdominal
core.
Yeah. Like and it's reduced because I've been in sometimes I'm in a lot of pain or I kind of have some muscle weakness and it's already subsiding a bit.
Wow.
So
well, that's fantastic.
And it doesn't feel overwhelming. It's not like you go and you're like, well, this person's going to kill me. It's actually like, it's one of those things that I'm just like, I just go over and I do it and she works me. And then I'm like, then I'm fine. And I do the rest of the errands on area and I come back and it doesn't feel unachievable.
That's awesome. How long have you been at that?
A month.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And I just was like, look, the whole thing, Maureen, is that this year, here's the thing I find about this year, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
It's squirrely.
This year is, in fact, squirrely. That's true.
I just feel very distracted all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally put my finger on the fact that I said this the other day. It feels like I'm wading through just kind of garbage. Like I'm walking, like somebody has dumped about a foot's worth of just toys and boxes and cans on the floor. And I just everywhere I go, I'm wading through them.
You're walking on dumb shine.
Yeah, I'm walking on dumb shine. Do you feel the same way?
I definitely feel like this year is a lot. Part of that is of my own making. I have picked up an additional job. And so I have a very finely balanced daily routine now. And like this week, the little one is sick.
Oh, man.
And you know what? He's sick. I don't know what's going on with him. He's like,
is he very sick?
No, but he's very emotional.
Well, yeah, he's sick. It's hard.
Yeah. And but like he's been sick before, but like this kid will like burst into tears at the drop of a hat right now.
I want to come there and just sit with him and watch cartoons with him.
He's a fun one to sit with. He and Janice are actually upstairs playing Minecraft together right now. Mm. Which is pretty darn great. But what it has meant is that this finely tuned balance in my day has gone fully to shit.
So what you're telling me that a man with 15 jobs and a schedule made of like finely spun glass.
Yeah. it's weird. Weird that can shatter. But yes, that is what's been happening. We had the teen was home for spring break last week, which was super wonderful. He left on Saturday and that was sad. And then the little one got sick pretty much immediately. So I've been sort of in 2 weeks of disrupted stuff. And then actually, now that I say that, next week we are traveling. So
where are you
going?
3 weeks
of chaos. It is the little one spring break. We are going to go out to Colorado, not in the trailer. But I will be working because I got jobs to do.
I'll be in Philadelphia. So
look at that.
Yeah, I'll be coming to you from the room with all the tchotchkes in it.
That's fun. We will both be out.
We will both be out. I have so much traveling, Dan, this year. It's just packed with it.
I love it.
Be in Philly. I'll be in Philly a bunch. I'll be in France as a surprise.
Oh, right.
Surprise trip twist France.
Man,
to work on
nice.
A project. I feel every day I wake up and I say, thank you, world, that I get to do what I love to do. What can I do in exchange? Because I don't want to be a dick. I just want to say thanks. Thanks.
All right.
I just don't want to be a dick. I try to sit down and when I go to bed at night, I'm like, have I done anything today that has been of like real concrete use to other people? And if not, what can I think to do of tomorrow?
Maureen.
What?
You write books. That touch people's lives. The answer to that question on any given day is almost certainly yes.
Oh, but I mean in a more like day-to-day, I mean. Wow. Try my best.
All right, well, that's
good. But I like to think that if I'm always thinking that, then I can always see some new opportunities.
I like it.
I think then maybe today we start with an opportunity.
Okay, I'm in.
Well, I think you know what I mean.
Oh.
Damn it, Dan.
You often set up these really nice segues.
Yeah.
That I just kind of sit there like a dog looking at a snack. Just like, oh, yeah. What? Yeah, okay, Maureen. Okay.
Can't laugh, absurd.
Oh, you can't laugh because your abs hurt from your Pilates.
They're a little sore. It's a lot of ab work.
Yeah.
You find out where all the muscles are.
I mean, I think that's its whole point, right? Is you're strengthening up that core.
It's and you're really like gently stretching out. Teacher's just really nice too.
Yeah.
Just like just a nice person. She does Saturday Night Live.
She does Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Your Pilates teacher,
yep,
is one of the stars of Saturday Night Live.
No, not a. So there's the stars, there's the cast. Then I think there's a thing called featured players, and then there's this other cast that's there every week that like does all the background parts and has like are just all the other people you see in there.
Okay,
she's one of those.
Wow.
So she can only teach on Mondays because then she does Saturday Night Live.
That's a commitment to Pilates.
That's her day off. Like she loves Pilates. Like she learned it, and wow. Also she missed last week, and someone had to fill in, and she said, "I'm really sorry. I was in the emergency room. My skull fell off."
Excuse me?
And that's what I said.
Yeah, that would be the appropriate response.
So basically, she has some musculoskeletal condition where basically her skull got locked in the wrong position vis-a-vis her spine.
Okay.
And they had to kind of put it back in, and it pressed on a nerve, and they had to kind of put it back in position.
Okay.
She's kind of like, yeah, my skull a little bit fell off where it was supposed to be.
Wow.
And she was like, so I'm really sorry, but I did show up at 5. And I was like, so your skull fell off around noon and you were here around 5.
That's commitment to Pilates.
I'm like, this is how I know I'm talking to an actor, because they show up.
That's true.
They can be on fire and legally dead. And they're like, when it was a 5-minute call, you know, like they're there.
Yeah.
They will roll themselves in attached to an IV.
Yes.
So my Pilates teacher is on Saturday Night Live.
That is wild.
I know. It just kind of happened.
That is something. I wasn't expecting any of that when you started this story.
But you see, this is what living in New York is like. Just things happen.
Yes. Mostly rat related, but occasionally not.
We have some good juicy rats.
Yeah, you do.
Oh,
man. You got the juicy rats.
Listen, we got no problems. We had no problems on the subway. We have no problems on got to live on these magic rocks. We put our trash in trash bins now. So we've got it all going
on.
Are
the trash bins going? Is that going well for you all?
People are still leaving their trash out.
Weird. Huh. Shocker.
Sometimes they're in bins.
Hey, that's good enough, Maureen. Good job. Great work.
But Dan, there's another, aside from putting trash in bins, there's another day-to-day way we can help out.
Yeah.
Come on. There we go.
Oh, you were setting me up again, and I was sitting there like, what are we doing next?
I know.
Okay.
But that time you knew.
No, I didn't.
Do you want to hear me open up a can of Trader Joe's seltzer?
Always.
There we go. It was worth it. Occasionally, I take the cart, the little cart.
Yeah,
a little on special occasion,
cart, as I call them.
And that means I'm bringing back something heavy.
There you go.
And I'm like, well, if I'm going to bring the cart, then I'm going to a couple boxes of their seltzer.
Might as well.
Then a plant.
And
I got a real I got a real plant problem, Dan. And someday we're gonna have to.
I was gonna say, you know what you definitely needed today was another plant.
I have been doing some home renovations, Dan, and my home renovations always involve maybe I need another plant, like 100% of the time.
Yeah.
So, but Dan, there are other day-to-day ways aside from home renovations that we can make an improvement to the world and our environment.
Look at that! I got you this time. I got you. And what we wanted to talk about is that there is a real fucking nightmare scenario happening on top of a nightmare scenario in Gaza right now, where not only has there been kind of relentless warfare and bombing that has killed 30,000 plus people, but now they are on a brink of a famine. And that is not great. The U.S. has started dropping food, which is fine when it doesn't land on people, which it has. So there's that whole thing.
Or and in the sea or on buildings. Or...
Yeah. And they are building a water-based dock that seems to be very involved. Meanwhile, World Central Kitchen, from Chef Jose Andres, his charity, is doing what seemingly no other government has been able to do, and they are bringing food in across the Mediterranean. They are feeding people throughout the Strip. They've been doing this from jump, and they are being very loud about the failures that other governments have done that have led to this horrible fucking experience. So... we wanted to just give a little endorsement. If you have a little bit of money that you want to give, they are need it. And Jesus, they are doing the work.
I'm just throwing this on you, Dan, but can we give a little money from our Says Who bank account?
Yes. We will do that, in fact.
Because, you know, if you're subscribing via Patreon or whatever, like, I think some of those dollars should be going into food.
We will totally do that. But yeah, they have gotten one boat shipment across. They have another boat on the way that also now has some additional equipment to make loading and unloading those boats quicker. It is a remarkable thing, honestly. Like, that dude puts in the work, Maureen.
I don't think of many people as saints, but...
Yeah.
Everywhere in the world that food is needed, that guy shows, like, that guy and his team and all the people that work for World Central Kitchen, they show up and they build a kitchen and they feed everybody.
Yeah, and they find people on the ground that know the area and know the people, and they get, like, it is a remarkable amount of things that they are able to accomplish. And that he himself is showing up in these places. Like, he's been in Gaza for months now, you know, himself in a very dangerous spot. So they are, the whole fucking situation is a nightmare. But they are actively helping people, which is a lot more than most can say. So
I saw a video where they were, basically, they had somehow turned like oil drums or something into, they were making bread on them. Like they'd kind of bashed the thing up so it was like kind of a dome. And then they were heating it and they were just throwing the dough on it and making this like local bread on there.
Yeah.
They're basically trying to use like even garbage and like everything they can do to build a kitchen.
Yeah.
And feed people, they will do.
Yeah. And they've been everywhere. And they are everywhere. I mean, like, they are in multiple locations right now.
Yeah. If they're needed, they show up 100% of the time.
It is remarkable. Honestly, it is really remarkable. I think that it is a real inspiration for many, many, many. So good job there. Bad job, world. But, you know.
Yeah.
There we are. Would you like some better news, Maureen?
Always.
What about the humiliation of the presumptive Republican nominee for president, Donald Trump?
I want to get comfortable a little bit. Here we go. Got my coffee. Hit me.
So As we know, Donald Trump's had some court situations. We will get into some of the upcoming court situations in a moment, but he has had a couple where judgments have gone against him. The E. Jean Carroll defamation suit, where he was found liable for nearly $100 million of defamation toward her, and rightfully so. And the more recent verdict against him in the New York fraud trial, which found him on the receiving end of a nearly $500 million judgment.
Yep.
He has now less than a week to come up with that money, or to come up with collateral to secure what's called an appeal bond, because he plans to appeal this verdict. He also plans to appeal the E. Jean Carroll verdict, or has appealed the E. Jean Carroll verdict. But even while it's appealing, the fine has to be paid, right? Whether that fine will end up being the correct amount or none or whatever, that's to happen in the appeal. But until then, you got to pay the price, right? And so often what you do is you secure a bond. There are companies or insurance companies or whatever that'll pay that money. And you just have to have the collateral. You need to be able to show that you're good for it. And then they'll actually front it. So yesterday, his lawyers admitted to the judge that, well, he's not good for it.
What? This guy?
Yeah. I know it's shocking. The New York Times, like last year sometime, ran the numbers, tried to estimate how much cash he had on hand. They came up with $350 million. That was last year. But remember, he just had to pay nearly $100 million in for the E. Jean Carroll verdict. He himself didn't pay that. They had trouble finding a bond agent that would pay that appeal bond too. They did find one at the last minute with insurance giant Chubb, but he had to be able to say, "Hey, I'm good for $100 mil." Right?
Chubb.
Yeah, I know, right? Chubb. And so because he's good for $100 mil for that one, that's $100 mil less that he can be good for something else, because that's already committed money. And nobody seems to be willing to chalk up the dough, at least not yet. There's still like 5 days or something left. Nobody really understands how much money he has. He does certainly have buildings. You can't put a building up for collateral because it takes a while to sell it.
So what do you do?
So you need cash, money. You need liquid assets. According to the New York Times, if he cannot produce the bond by March 25th, that's next week, Mr. Trump faces the possibility of financial disaster and humiliation. Bring it on. New York's attorney general, who brought the fraud case, would be entitled to collect the $454 million and could seek to seize Mr. Trump's New York properties or freeze his bank accounts. That's certainly the most dramatic thing. What could happen is that the amount owed could be pushed back again. The 30 days from the judgment was already on the discretion of the judge.
Mm-hmm.
You can just say, hey, you got to pay it today. But they decided to give him 30. They could push it out even more. Everyone could agree on a lesser bond. His lawyers have floated $100 million instead of nearly $500 million. And of course, whatever happens there, the amount could be greatly reduced or eliminated on appeal. But Maureen, I'll take him not being able to come up with it right now. Any port in a storm, and I'll take that. I'll take that. Him not being able to make his money, I'll take it.
So you say they can't take the buildings, but they could maybe take the buildings.
So the New York could take the buildings, but he can't put his building up for collateral. That's apparently just right. Not how the bond industry works. Because you basically have to say, look, I can prove to you that I have this amount of money available. and a building is not a liquid asset.
Right.
But New York could say, okay, you can't pay $454 million in cash, so we're going to take these buildings and then we will sell them and we will get $454 billion, right? Or that's fine, you can't do it, well, we're going to freeze your bank accounts because you're taking money and using money and you're saying you don't have the money. Well, now, you know.
So is this till Friday?
The 25th.
Okay,
is
so next.
Friday? No, next
no,
week.
That's next, next week. Yeah. So next week he has to have this, but they're working on something to try to get it down to 100.
But I mean, in theory, his lawyers, they like to ask for a lot, right?
Right.
We'll see. The 30-day thing was already a like
a stretch.
Well, we'll give you this. You right. know, we'll let you. We understand this is a lot of money. We'll give you this.
Is this Erdogan who'd make the say? I know. I never know how to say his name. Who'd make the decision?
I am not totally sure. I think that the DA would need to agree as well.
Okay. And they're not going to probably.
I mean, they might. Knowing that it's going to an appeal, right? Like they could just say, yeah, give us $100 million, and appeal, but the full amount would still be the case at the, you know, if the appeal fails or whatever.
And $100 million is not nothing.
Oh, it's definitely not nothing. And in fact, it seems that the giving $100 million to Eugene Carroll is a bit of the straw that broke the camel's back on being able to come up with this.
When does she get her money?
Well, it's gonna be held up in a bond appeal. So she won't get it until that goes through.
Right.
Because the thing is that if you give the money and then gets overturned in an appeal, then that money's got to come back. So it's like sits in an escrow basically till all of that's sorted.
But Dan, we're in about the middle, like the third, like the 3/4 mark of March right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are.
So we're in the 3/4 mark of March right now, Dan.
Yes, Maureen Johnson, we are. And you might be saying,
there we go.
I picked up on what you were laying down there.
See that?
I got it.
We, I think, are getting really, like, at this point, I think we're really nailing it.
You know what? Year 8's the professional year.
8 more years. And we're going to, by year 16.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to be so good at this.
By year 16, we will just speak in unison like we are linked brained.
Dan, by year 16.
Year 16.
We will absolute. No one likes this.
What's this? I like it.
We'll be living in the compound growing beans.
That'd be great.
I don't really see it working out any other way.
Year 6 bean. Did you like that?
I mean, it's okay.
6 bean.
I'm not rejecting it.
Okay.
And that's all I can really say at this point.
I mean, that's fine. I'll take it.
I'm not against it.
That's fine. That's all I ask.
I just really like beans.
Yeah, so there you go.
Because by that point, you know, we'll either have had Trump 2.
Mm-hmm.
Or Biden 2, and then some sort of slow disillusion of everything. And again, compound beans.
I love it.
That's about where we're at.
Year 16.
Yep.
Well, back to what you were originally saying.
Oh, see that?
Which was, isn't it late March? And doesn't that mean that at least one of the 4 criminal trials awaiting Donald Trump is supposed to start? And I'm glad you asked, Maureen.
I did ask.
Yeah, because in fact, yes, the Manhattan DA case, the Stormy Daniels hush money case, that's supposed to start next week on Monday, the 25th, the same day that he's got to come up with $500 million worth of collateral. That trial's supposed to get underway. But Maureen Johnson.
What?
Not so fast.
Oh, man, I was all ready to go.
I know, but not so fast. Slower.
I was already.
That's about the right speed. Yeah. Last week, the judge on that trial delayed it for at least until mid-April. After prosecutors got over 31,000 pages of records from the feds, from the feds' previous investigation into the very same charges. Trump's lawyers, once all that was received, they asked for a 90-day trial delay so that they could go over it. Because they're Trump's lawyers and, you know, they're shameless, they right. also were like, well, could you delay it to 90 days or why not throw the whole thing out? Weirdly, the judge did not decide to throw the whole thing out.
Why?
Yeah, points for trying on that one.
They do their best.
Anyway... the Manhattan DA Bragg's office also asked for time to go over all of this stuff. They asked for 30 days. The judge agreed to a 30-day extension with the possibility that it could be extended even more. So here, Maureen Johnson, we are the only trial of these four that was maybe sort of going to happen on time is now also going to be late.
But it probably will happen in April.
It seems everything that I have read about the way they are wording the mid-April date, that's sort of a check-in to see, hey, has everyone been able to read all this stuff? And I guarantee you that Trump's lawyers will say no. We need another 90 days. Or, hey, you know, while you're at it, maybe just throw the thing out.
I think the really key part of this year is let's really back end everything. Let's just get everything really backloaded.
Yep, that's this definitely year, how to do it.
This year is like the van at the end of The Italian Job, the original, where they have a bunch of gold in a van.
Yeah.
I want to spoil the end of 1967's The Italian Job, which has this big crazy plan to steal a bunch of gold and stuff from a bank.
Yeah.
And in the very last scene, it's a very famous scene, there's a van halfway off the cliff, and it's the gold on one end and all these guys on the other, and it's teetering. And yeah. If they jump out, you know, the gold goes, but if they move, like they might go down with the van, and that's where it sort of ends. And Michael Caine says, "Guy, I have a great idea." And that's like the last thing that they say in the movie, and then the movie just stops. I feel like that's how 2024 is. It's like that, but except that gold, it's just like garbage, like weird. There's a weird little cretinous, like heavy thing made of lead, like a little lead monster. And he's on the one side of the van and we're all on the other. And it's where we're teetering. We're dangling on this edge. And we sort of know which way this is going to go, but like we may be able to get out of this, but it's definitely bottom weighted.
That sounds accurate. So yeah, we don't know. Maybe April, maybe this later year, this summer.
This year, probably.
Seems that way.
So
yeah.
He's got to get at least $100 million. Possibly. But you know, probably more like $200-$400 million.
Upwards of, yeah.
Soon.
Very soon.
Money. He's already had to probably start the process of giving over a bunch of other money.
Yeah.
To E. Jean Carroll.
Yeah, that's already been done because that deadline has passed.
He is going to rallies everywhere, Dan, and promising bloodshed.
Yeah, you know,
that's
a normal thing to do.
I have made one healthy decision, which is to not listen to anything he says.
That's correct.
Because truly, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
Listening to a single word out of his mouth at this point does not matter. It's only bad for you. Mm-hmm. Nothing new, unless he comes out and says, I'm going to therapy. I've made a lot of breakthroughs. I love my children, even my large adult son, Eric, the one that subsists on a diet of chocolate milk and mice. They're not my large fail sons. I'll stop being creepy with my daughter. I have a lot of issues. And I've decided to really look inwards instead of outwards and really take some responsibility myself for my own actions. That's not going to happen, Dan. So
yeah.
He's going to get more and more violent in his rhetoric.
because he is probably high, definitely terrified, way up against the wall in a way he's never been, publicly humiliated by the fact that he keeps losing cases and it keeps getting revealed that he doesn't have the money to cover the bills.
Yeah.
Has been labeled a loser, which he cannot take.
Yep.
And if he loses this election, he's going to jail.
Yeah. It literally, it is all riding on the election.
Yes.
And he knows that.
We are in the teetering van, Dan. Maybe he's the weight on the other side of this van.
That's unfortunate.
He's on the one side of the van and we're all on the other and it's tipping. You and me are looking at each other and I just say, I have an amazing plan, Dan. You and me in a van.
Okay.
Teetering.
Yeah.
Donald Trump's on the other.
Yeah.
What's in the balance? America, humanity, sanity itself.
I just imagine you being like, I've got a good plan. And then you reveal that you're wearing a parachute.
I would take you.
And as that van begins to slip, you just go up through the windshield.
I'll grab you, though. I'll be like, come on.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
I'll be like, hold on, Dan. You're the what? I'll tell you just like a little later than I should, just because I'm disaccorded. Just Dan, grab. What? Ah! And then just you're hanging on and the parachute. But probably we wouldn't make it out all the way. Like, we get stuck.
Yep.
I deploy the parachute inside the van, maybe. Just, Maureen, you should have pulled the cord outside the, when we.
Yeah, that would have been the better. That's when you're supposed to do it.
Dan, I've only memorized in how to get out of cars underwater, not the parachute thing.
You need to work on that one.
That's my ultimate fear.
Being underwater in a car.
Oh.
I feel like I have suddenly heard, I have seen no actual anything about cars underwater, but I feel like lately I have heard a real rash of people referencing how to escape from a car underwater.
Gotta wait
and
till
I feel
it
like maybe
out.
That's sort of the zeitgeist of the time or something, because it is weird how much I feel like that keeps coming up now.
You gotta wait till it fills up with water.
So I think because we all feel like we're in a car that is filling with water.
Then you can open the door.
We want a way out.
Being in a confined space with water is not my jam at all.
No, definitely not.
Even a covered water slide, I'm not really 100% down with.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't love it.
The thing that I don't like about water slides is those seams that you roll down as you go, and they kind of cheese grater your back.
I feel like they could do better with that. They could
don't
just make
you?
Them smoothie. Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that that's a problem, because I always think whenever I'm like, gah, 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 all the way down, I'm like, maybe it's just me, because why else would this be popular? Because this is just painful and not fun.
Is there a water park at the Disneyland?
Not at Disneyland, no.
But in that area?
There are hotels that have quite nice pools in that area.
I'll find one. I'm going to find one.
But I don't know that there is a water park proper.
Because we're going to rent a car, you know, so we can drive around.
Right? Yeah, it's Los Angeles.
Yeah. It's Los Angeles.
It's Los Angeles.
We can go to the Pacific Ocean and dip our toe in the water and things.
Yeah, we can.
So good.
That's one of my favorite things to do.
You know, my friend who lives in California, in the sort of Central Coast region, she's so cool. She's taken up. She's just like, I've taken up a new hobby. Ocean kayaking.
Ooh.
She's in like an ocean ocean rafting. I was like, that sounds so hard. She's like, it is so hard.
One time when we lived out there, we went to Monterey, California. Which is funny because it's super beautiful and the aquarium there is amazing. And it's like where there's a lot of, it's like where Steinbeck wrote Cannery Row and all of that kind of thing. And the beach is truly amazing. And then the whole town is this like fucking Bubba Gump Shrimp Company fucking tourist trap of a town. But if you ignore that part, you can rent kayaks and go kayaking around the bay. And you know what happens? You kayak around and little otters swim up to you.
That's what she said.
And they flip over onto their backs and they crack little food and they eat it and they just float around with you. And
that's what she said.
The best.
She's like, you're out there and it's so hard, but you look and there is a little otter next to you and he's doing their thing.
And he's like, look at this, I'm gonna eat this shell right now. And you're like, good job, buddy. And then it's like, I'm gonna go get another.
She had to take a swimming test to do it. And it looked pretty simple. Like she just had to swim to this floating platform and back. And it didn't look very, and she's like, it's not very far. That's nothing. And everyone's like, yeah, this, it's cold. And she's like, it's fine. Like that's not far at all. And she's like, and then I got in the water and that water was so cold.
It's cold.
I could not even figure out how to think. So yeah, so she did it, but she's like, the water is so cold. You just get almost like you don't know what to do. You're so cold.
Yeah. That's I have tried surfing in the Pacific Ocean once. And not only is surfing just fucking too hard generally, but also my word, that is cold water. And like you're wearing a wetsuit, but your feet are not and your hands are not and your brain is not. And boy, it's cold.
Maybe it's just time to, like, I live in a beautiful place, but, like, more naturally beautiful.
Yeah.
More outside.
Yeah.
I love outside. Good. I love outside.
Yeah, outside is good. Outside is a good thing.
I'll figure it out.
You will figure it out. I believe in you, Maureen Johnson.
But for now, I live in my city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I watch the Empire State Building change its colors every night.
Okay.
I walk around, I see cool people doing cool stuff, just weird stuff happening all the place.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I just walk down a different street when I walk the dog, like take her for an hour walk every day. And I'm like, I'll just go down this street instead. And I'm like, all this stuff is here. I've never even seen this stuff before. It's like you always go on an adventure.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes when I go to Philly, I take my walk. And there was that time I found that dead snake.
That time.
So much wildlife there, though, Dan, because they haven't been able, they've still held up the housing development. So it's just full of wildlife. Hawks, eagles, like beautiful foxes running, like darting around even in the daytime.
Oh, that's fun.
But like butterflies all over the place, wildflowers. Just turns out when you don't just smash a place and let a bunch of Florida developers take it over, amazing things can grow. Don't worry, they will ruin it and drown the town, but, you know, we'll get
there. There was a very, very great nonfiction book called, I believe, The World Without Us.
Yes.
And it's about how quickly things would revert back to the natural state without people there. And they're living it over there in that suburb.
Well, I'll be there next week.
Well, that's...
I'm looking for a dead snake.
Nothing says a relaxing week for Maureen Johnson than that.
There's a lot going on down there, Dan. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
How very dare you?
I didn't. Just saying. I'm looking forward to how relaxed you'll be.
Weird thing, though, Dan. I listen to a historical podcast that sometimes covers old crimes. And they brought... If you've never heard the historical case of the Texas Tower shooter, whose name was Charles Whitman...
Oh, right. At the university.
And the University of Austin took place in 1966. And it was sort of like the first real kind of mass shooting in America.
Yeah.
That guy who did this terrible thing. My dad knew that guy.
Oh, boy.
Really well.
Oh.
They were in the Marine Corps together.
Sure.
They were both. They were their unit's sharpshooters together.
Oh, perfect.
It's just a weird twist, Dan. That
is a weird twist.
That when I was a kid, my dad was doing a project in Texas and lived there for a bit. And we went down. And one day they were like, sometimes we did like road trips to different see different towns in Texas. And they're like, we're going to Austin. I was like, okay, you know, I'm just listening to music and ignoring everything. And we stop in the middle of Austin and there's a tower there. And he's just looking at this tower. And I'm like, what are we doing here? Like, why are we just standing around the middle of Austin? I'm like, it's a tower. It's fine. Can we get like a taco or something? And it's boring. And my mom said, someone your dad knew went to the top of the tower and killed a bunch of people.
Oh, good.
And he never really knew. Like, he just wanted to see where it happened. Like, he just never really knew what to do with it psychologically. Like, he just was like, I don't really know how to explain what happened.
So I was talking to my dad about that yesterday. I'm like, so what about Charlie? He's told me a little bit about him.
Yeah.
He was a loan shark.
Okay.
He was a Marine Corps loan shark. He was a secret loan shark. So anyway, Dan, it's, you know, just a surprising little factoid. I might hear some, because I just asked him about it, so I might get some more stories about that guy.
Well, that's fun.
I know. It's a little twist, you guys, a little bizarre twist that, yeah. And I, you know what I made of it as a teenager? Pretty much nothing. Because like there was no like, there wasn't like a true, like there wasn't really a place to look, like to understand more about that story.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't, there was no context to put it in. So I was kind of like, oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Can we go get a taco? Like, I just didn't know what to say about that. Like it was, and it's just weird later that I'm like, oh yeah, that's somebody my dad knew.
And that's been Maureen's Mindfulness Minute.
Maybe that is our, listen, hello everybody. Welcome to Maureen's Mindfulness Minute. Are you having a good, but maybe weird year or bad weird year? Just a weird year. It's going to be a weird year, you guys. Sometimes you're going to feel a little bit off balance. Like for right now, apparently no one knows where Kate Middleton is. There's like weird fake photos going around. It's a weird time for everybody. You got no, Trump has, he's backed up against the wall. They've lost a royal. Everybody is being feeling a little sideways. So what can you do? Well, sometimes not a lot. This is my relaxing voice. Huh? But sometimes it's like I've learned to do a little ab work and stand up a little straighter. And sometimes when you just stand up a little straighter, you take even a little moment where you're at, the world looks a little different. When you seat yourselves in your hips a little bit different, you put your shoulders back and you look around. You're doing it now. I see you. You're a little putting your shoulders back a little bit. Just taking a breath, squaring off your hips, squaring off your shoulders, looking around going, I can handle this. It's fine. We'll go through these trash cans and find something interesting now that we have trash cans. We'll make a little band together. Sometimes the van pulls up and people say, get in. And you get in the van, and that van may end up teetering off the edge of the cliff, but we're driving this van. Get in the van with us. Get in our van. It's 2024. It's time to go with strangers to the second location. It's time to branch out. It's time to walk tall, but walk weird and go somewhere new. It's time to take chances, weird chances. It's time to say, time to find out the worst is behind us. Let's go. Is that good advice?
Sure.
I don't know. I think maybe.
Maybe it's fine.
Look, it's a delicate time. Your schedule was delicate. Your son got sick. You know, Trump is having a tantrum on one side. We're balanced, you guys. Right now, we are teetering, but we're still here on the cliff. And just take a moment to appreciate the cliff for a second for holding us up.
Well.
And who knows, maybe there's something really fun at the bottom.
Could be.
You could maybe just land on a big fluffy marshmallow or something, or just a kind of a poofy plant. It's like the van just landed in a nice poofy plant and everybody's fine.
Yeah. That's
astronauts fall out of the sky. And into like, they literally fall out of the sky into the ocean. It's not impossible. They have
parachutes and a lot of other things to slow their trajectory.
Hey, it's still falling from space.
Okay.
It's still far. Yeah, I wouldn't do it. Looks terrible.
Yeah.
Space looks awful. Why would anyone go?
It's quiet though.
Oh, Christ. Sorry.
Says Who is made possible by you through your support of our Patreon at patreon.com/says who. Our Patreon, where if you give it the $5 or $10 a month level, you get this all over again on Sundays. We do a little half hour thing we call the Town Watch. That $10 a month level also gets you a sticker in the mail that are always great. because you become a member of the Says Who Sticker Club. All of that's available to you at patreon.com/says who. Our theme music is performed by Ted Leo. Our logo was designed by Darth. You can contact us at Says Who Podcast on Threads, at Says Who at omfg.town on Mastodon. You can email at hey, that is H-E-Y, at sayswhopodcast.com. You can join the discussion on Facebook at /group/SaysWhovians. Our Facebook group is moderated by Janice Dillard. And if you want to join the fan-run Discord server, you can visit tinyurl.com/SaysWho. Discord, whatever you do, spread the word, subscribe, please leave stars and reviews on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever it is that you listen. And you can join us next Wednesday, March 27th, where we will both be recording from somewhere else for our very next episode. And from my basement in Chicago, I am Dan Sinker.
From New York City, greatest city in the world, baby. It's not bad. Spring.
No, it's fine.
Turning into spring, so it's, trees are starting to blossom and stuff. Yeah. It's nice.
Trash starting to get its little pungency.
You know what, Dan? I've had enough of your sass.
All right. Well, then you could just say your name.
I am Maureen Johnson.
Hey, and this has been Says Who.
Yeah, I did the same time as you.
You did it at the same time.
I did it the same time as
same time.
It's you.
Dude,
no one likes this. Hang up. Childish. So childish.